Welcome, friends, to the podcast where practical mindful tools and heartfelt insights help you create the life you want. You know, I think that we have all been there at some time, maybe often, when you're standing in front of your closet or looking around your house and you're wondering, how did I end up with so much stuff? Some clothes maybe even have tags still on them, or kitchen appliances are still in the box. Things that we thought we needed at the moment, or impulse buy. Who knows how we accumulated all of this stuff. Maybe we thought it would make us happier, but instead we just feel overwhelmed by all the stuff. Today, I'm going to talk about how we stop buying things we don't need by simply recognizing some of the reasons why we tend to buy things we don't need. The best things in life aren't things. Before we can stop buying things we don't need, we first need to figure out why we are buying things we don't need. Most of the time, we shop not out of necessity, but rather out of our feelings, our emotions. Understanding our feelings is important. Many times we shop to fill a void. Maybe it's through boredom, loneliness, stress. That's a big one usually. It could be a lot of things that are underlining our need to buy things we don't actually need, but rather to kind of fill a void within us. Sometimes it's social media. Feeling like, you know, we aren't enough, that we need to have external things to validate us or to just fit in, feeling like somehow we're lacking in a way. And I think most of us are confused between what is a need versus a want. And this line gets really blurred sometimes. So learning how to identify the things that we actually need versus the things that we just kind of want at that moment. One very simple technique that you can implement today is to just pause. Pause before you buy something. Asking yourself a simple question like, why do I want to buy this right now? And becoming aware of kind of what comes up. Are you feeling agitated, stressed? Are you just bored and you don't know what else to do with your time? Also, implementing a 24-hour pause is fantastic. If you happen to be shopping online, just put it in the cart and walk away from it. More likely than not, you will not go back and purchase the things in the cart, and you can leave them in the want bucket in the virtual online shop. Before you buy anything, ask yourself if this is something that will really improve your life. Is it something that aligns with the values of who you are becoming? Or is it just a quick fix and will quickly turn into more clutter in your house? I know that budgeting is a really boring topic for most of us. I know budgeting is even boring for me. However, telling my money where to go has given me a lot of freedom. Instead of feeling like I'm deprived in some way, I actually feel like I have more money to spend by just setting aside money every month for necessities. The things I know coming up in that month are things that I actually need, whether it's getting a new coat because the season is getting colder, or getting some sandals because it's getting warmer outside. Research big ticket items. When you know that you have a big purchase coming up, maybe a car or maybe a vacation, by doing your research first, then when the time comes to actually make that big purchase, you feel really confident in your decision. And give yourself permission to have fun. Create a fun budget for yourself. The fun budget is everything that is not a necessity, that you don't have to worry about going to a movie or going to lunch with some friends. You are setting aside the money that you agree upon for just fun. We live in a society where we are constantly told that we need more. So what would happen if you decided for yourself what enough looks like? Because once you know what is enough for you, then you stop chasing more. Start by taking inventory of everything in your house. It sounds like a big undertaking. Maybe you just start with your clothes. When you actually look at how much you have, you quickly realize that you really don't need more. And if you do need more, then you know exactly why it is that you need it. Decide to limit yourself, not in a way that makes you feel deprived, but in a way so that you know exactly how much you need to have. Great place to do this is in the kitchen. Just looking at how many dish sets you have. How many do you need for your family and some guests maybe to entertain? Once you have created that number for yourself, then you feel confident knowing that you don't need to go out and buy more. Having gratitude. Appreciate everything you already have. Just look around your house right now. The chair you're sitting in, the clothes on your body, the food in your fridge. There is so much abundance that you already have. And when we are content with what we have, we don't try to fill a cup that's already full. We all have triggers that make us want to shop. It could be a particular store, or it could be an emotional trigger where when you get really stressed out, you do retail shopping. But being aware of these emotional triggers are really important to curb the shopping habits. I know for a fact that one of my biggest triggers is any kind of outdoor store. I go crazy. It doesn't matter what country I'm in. If I'm in an outdoor store, man, I pretty much think I need everything in there. So I know that's a big pain point for me. And I try to steer clear unless I have to go in to get something that I've already planned on, something that I needed. Finding healthy alternatives to shopping. I think that shopping has become a pastime for people. We meet up together and go shopping together, or, you know, what are we going to do on the weekend? Oh, let's just go to the mall, that kind of thing. But instead, finding other hobbies or things that you enjoy. I love being in nature. It feeds my spirit far more than buying a new shirt ever will. So for me, my healthy alternative is to be outside. My friend, breaking the shopping cycle of things that you don't need is not about being perfect. It's just about creating awareness, pausing, noticing, reevaluating. You are enough. You have enough. When we stop buying things that we don't need, it gives us more space in our lives for what truly matters. Have a beautiful day, my friend. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. You can hear more from me on my website, ConnieReet.com, and social media at ConnieReet. See you next time.